How can you tell the difference between a man you met to war and a memorial of war? Does it inspire, oh, so much, much fervor? Does it inspire people dying at war? If it does, if it does, then it's not a memorial. If it does, if it does, then it proclaims the glory of war. It may be a monument, but it's also an altar. It may be a monument, but it proclaims the glory of war, of your warring gods and your fierce warring state, of war and your warring gods, and how your enemies shall meet their fate. It's not a memorial if it inspires war. It's not a memorial if it brings people to the war. The war will go on, one nation then another. The war will go on as long as we keep worshiping it. It's our love, our fierce, fierce love. We love the war and the riches it brings us. It's our war. Forget all the fallen. There's wealth for us. This is why we war. We're great and mighty. Just look at our enemies fall. We're great and mighty, and we will rule them all. We worship the war gods. It cannot be denied. We worship the war gods until we all die. Then our wealth in monuments will carry us to heaven. Our wealth and our monuments will be with us in the great beyond, and war will follow us through the veil, bringing death once again to the fallen until we prevail.